Adelaide, you asked for it. We delivered. Back where it belongs. The Rush Hour at 4 p.m. Three blokes, just like you, except for the 339 AFL games.
Skillfully done, Andrew Jarman. Gets a hammer off the fence. Burning!
And 46 test matches.
Does that beautifully played, Big Blue.
Banging on about sport, life, and whatever's winding them up. Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie, Bluey and Jars.
G'day, everybody. No one else is doing this type of show anywhere in the world. Global, global, global. And I want to say a big hello to my favourite people of all time, Bernie Vince Porter, our former Adelaide Crow superstar.
Port Adelaide.
And hello to you, Gregory Blue.
Who played for WA.
Former Pakistan cricketer.
G'day, Jars.
G'day, loves. Welcome to a Friday.
Yeah, good.
This is our third day. Third day.
Yeah.
Live.
Yeah. And your first two intros were great, and now you've stuffed the third one.
Well, I got Burn. I forgot he played.
He's fatiguing.
Port Adelaide Melbourne Footy Club. How are we, chaps? Plenty to get through. Let's get right underway. The Aussie girls knocked off the Poms yesterday in the T20 game at Adelaide Oval.
Yeah.
Without Elise Perry, the superstar.
Yeah.
Drop.
Bit of a shock there, young Gregory. Drop. Jack Darling from the Eagles Football Club, West Coast. He's not going to get vaxxed. So he may not be playing AFL football this year.
Jeez.
He's refused to meet the vax deadline, so he joins North Melbourne's Jed Anderson. So there's going to be some fallout amongst the AFL players there. Mm-hmm. And what about Mr. Scrooge in Western Australia? Premier Mark McGowan, old Scrooge Guts, has completely shut down WA, and I feel for the families that can't get home to see their loved ones.
Well, he's on now, currently on TV at a press conference. But, he's extended the opening of borders, and... Well, I know firsthand, Abby's sister lives over there and she missed out on Christmas and, holiday period, which she looks forward to coming back every... I don't know the last time she was over, to be honest. It's been a long, long time for a lot of families. Mm. So I don't get it. I don't get why. Why them? Why WA?
And the end was in sight, weren't they? Because they had the date, opening date. So everyone had made plans and,
beautiful.
And the anger... is unbelievable. You know, their family's thinking, oh, they can get over or come back or do whatever.
They're gutted.
Justin Langer hasn't seen his family since September.
Hey?
He can't get back in. Oh. He's obviously, the cricket season's gone on, but he can't get back into Perth unless he does his 14 days. But I don't know what... Mm. He was asked the question, it was because of this new variant, what if there's another one? He's saying, well, I can't predict the future, but there's no doubt that something else is going to happen.
Well, 90% of the WA community have been double vaxxed. So they've done the right thing by Mr. Scrooge.
But now he's saying, well, we're going to wait till they're all triple vaxxed.
Oh, you can't keep changing. How's he going to go on the polls?
You're becoming pin cushions. That's what they are. Why don't you just double vax every week, honestly? It's serious because people have lost their lives, and we've got to be, condolences to all the people, the family members. But honestly, Mark McGowan, think of the community. These families that haven't seen loved ones and family members that, are struggling. They need to see their family. But he shut it down. Well, who knows till when?
Well, until there's an election. Get rid of him.
Anyway, so watch this space. Plenty to get through, Gregory. Who we got on the show for a Friday?
Got some great guests on. Tex Walker is going to join us for the first time this year.
So
we got to check him with the big Texan.
Yeah.
Travie Head, player of the series. So the Strikers play tonight.
Yes.
So we'll just work out how he fits into that side.
What about the inclusions for the Strikers tonight?
Alex Carey's back. So we'll talk to Trav.
Will Trav captain tonight, or we'll just wait until
we'll ask him.
Okay.
We'll ask him that.
Okay.
I've got a feeling he probably won't.
You don't think we'll win tonight,
I think he will.
What? That's just gone.
You said off air.
What did he say?
You
did say this.
I'm worried about him.
You did say that.
You actually said.
Did you say it or not?
When Trav's head selection, you said you're worried they'll go Khawaja.
You did say,
also, when they went Alex Carey, you said no, they won't. They'll pick the bloke from WA.
Yeah, everyone knows
what
I've
said. And tonight now you've said the Hurricanes will win.
We've won four in a row. So you just feel like the Strikers.
There it is.
No, but with our inclusions, we'll win. Sam Willoughby is going to join us as well.
Sam Willoughby is super.
Back to this. Jump off as quick as
How good was Talia McGrath last night? The start of the
Very
Ashes.
Good, yeah.
T20 last night. So she took 3 for 26 and then batted at number 3. Man. 91 not out off how many balls?
49.
Absolute steamroller.
All right, let's get underway. What about the Australian Open? Have you been casting your eye over the Australian Open? Ash Barty's, is she on tonight?
Tonight, yeah.
She's going to be. She'll win it.
How well was she interviewed?
What?
You didn't say that, did you?
There we go.
You put the mockers on her again.
Sorry, Ash.
And she plays tonight. That's what happened last time.
No,
the next night. And she, I think she just started, and then she just went straight
I reckon our Ash, she'll win it. She'll win this whole tournament.
What about Rafa, your man?
Rafa Nadal.
He's playing tonight, too.
He didn't pop down there.
Haven't seen him down Henley Way.
He bypassed us. But what about last night? Now, big serving a Russian, Daniil Medvedev, waltzed past our boy, Nick Kyrgios, in a fiery game and I reckon, entertaining game at times. I know, Nick, we'll talk about your thoughts about Nick Kyrgios, but Medvedev is not happy with the response post-match from the Melbourne supporters. And this is what happened if you didn't see it.
Yeah, I mean, that's the only choice when you get booed between first and second serve. It's not easy, so you just had to stay calm and win the match.
I think they're saying sue, which is a soccer thing, a football thing.
Sorry, I can't hear you.
I'll try it again.
I can't hear him, please. Show some respect for Jim Courier. He won't hear, guys. Thank you. Let him speak, please, guys. If you respect somebody, at least respect Jim Courier.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
He made a mistake. That was disrespectful. Oh, as soon as I saw that, I didn't like that.
You don't like the crowd booing him?
No, not booing him. No, booing him when he was hitting aces and great shots are booing him. But Kyrgios has sort of encouraged that without saying it. He said he enjoys it.
I didn't see it. But
and it's a small percentage of the crowd, but it sounds like everyone's
that
doing it.
Small percentage of the crowd.
No, there's a few. No. There's a fair few at the end. That's all this. Yeah, they stayed
you
around.
Don't agree with it?
I don't like the booing. The thing is, you can't, as a player, you can't buy into that. He shouldn't have even mentioned it. He was narky and he's giving little pot shots at the crowd. You can't do that if they're giving it to you.
I agree.
It makes it worse. You're better off just eat humble pie and just.
But doesn't tennis need that though?
Need what?
Well, just some excitement.
Crap behaviour.
Was that crap behaviour?
Yeah, it was.
No different than when you go to the footy. No different than when a player gets booed.
So he'd like serve a fault. He'd hit it into the net, and they'd cheer and they'd boo him as he's bouncing the ball, about to hit the ball. You're not meant to talk at all. So they're booing him. That's what he sounds a bit disrespectful.
No different than Joe Root walking on the SCG getting booed.
Different because you're allowed to talk when they're walking on. You're allowed to.
Gregory,
allowed to cheer.
Is that the same? It's the same thing, isn't it? Surely.
No, it's not.
No.
Yeah, I don't like booing unless someone has done something like really wrong. Yeah.
Steve Smith got booed.
Yeah, but that's, you know,
in England.
Yeah, but a lot of those boys did the wrong thing.
Yeah,
so
you're saying that's okay if they've done something.
But I want to talk about the behaviour of our man, Nick Kyrgios.
Your man, you're a big fan, aren't you, Blue?
He's Australian.
He's people through the gates.
Oh, is he?
People,
what,
for idiots, needs
for
Nick Kyrgios.
He's bringing idiots.
He's not bringing idiots.
For two nights. Have a listen to the zoo that was there last night. Just, come on.
If I hear one more time, he's entertaining. Yeah, it's what an absolute knob jockey.
No, he's not.
He is.
He's a very good tennis player, and when he switched on,
he's a very good tennis
player.
He's
an outstanding tennis player when he switched on and focused.
When he switched on and when he tries. Is that what you want out of your sports people?
Mate, they love him out there.
Do they?
They love him out there.
Who's they?
Who?
Does that include me and Bert?
Name a couple. Name a few.
Honestly,
he's great for tennis. It makes me watch tennis. It makes me watch tennis if he's playing.
I'd somewhere in between you two, because he has got that element of entertainment, but he also frustrates the hell out of me.
He is polarizing. I get all that, but I love it. The sport needs Nick Kyrgios.
He wants to make out he's not trying and doesn't train, doesn't have a coach and all that because it's the easy way out.
Correct.
It's the easy way out. Oh, I don't really care. If he loses, I don't really care. You know, I'm an entertainer. I just entertain.
Hope everyone had a good time.
Yeah, have a good time. I'll drink a beer while I'm playing. And he did that in the round one
game. Go and watch Andre Leconte in the Legends and, you know, if you want a bit of entertainment, the shots between the legs.
His
and
best is good enough to win Grand Slam. He beats all. That's why it's such a dangerous game for last night Medvedev, because you cop someone like Kyrgios in round one or round two because he's ranked lot lower than them. You don't want to come up against him, especially at his home court. So he's dangerous and he's beaten all the best players.
I think tennis needs a Nick Kyrgios Roger Federer, Djokovic, they're all gone.
How about a Nick Kyrgios that actually wants to win?
Yeah.
How about that? I'm not saying I don't want him.
Yeah.
How about training and putting yourself out there on the line that
absolutely.
I want to be the best
he's
player?
He's not hungry enough.
You know what he is? He's a spoilt brat that's never been pulled into line. He's never ever been pulled into line.
Boy, you ever looked in the mirror?
Well, yeah. I mean, when I got the odd duck, I was a bit the same, but nah, can't yourself. Have him, sorry.
Honestly. Let's talk about Tex. Let's talk about
Tex. Let's talk about Tex. Triple M's Rush Hour with Tex Walker.
He joins us now, the big Texan. Adelaide's leading goal kicker, do you believe, Blue? Took over Tony Modra last year. And the big Texan, for the first time in 2022, joins us here in the Rush Hour. How are you, Tex?
Happy New Year, Team Rush Hour.
G'day, young man.
How are you going down there, mate? Because I saw you the other day, and you're looking tanned, you're looking fit, you're looking strong.
Hello.
But everyone is this time of year.
Oh, well, that's a bit of a double-handed.
Jeez, you're whacked in,
forehand, backhand.
Mate, so well, the tennis is on.
Bit of a burger with a lot, that one. Bernard, I am healthy at the moment, that's so I've been doing all the sessions, which has been nice, and we've been pretty lucky weather-wise. It hasn't been too hot. We've had a couple of days where it was quite warm, but other than that, we haven't really had too much warm weather to test us out, but Burjo's putting us through our paces for sure, and everyone's responding really well. We did about 25 minutes of match sim today, so we're well and truly on our way into the program, and some guys are training really well.
Tex, how's Sir Tex?
What? Tex. Sir Tex. Sir Tex, I think you called him.
Taylor, how's Siege? Now, he's obviously recovering from some sort of concussion, and that was 4 weeks ago. Where's he at with all that? Is he back on the track?
Oh, if you ask him, he wouldn't even know how to spell his own name at the moment. He's going really well, Jars. He's tracking along just nicely. He had a bit of concussion just before Christmas, and I think he had too many Denzel Frothingtons at his wedding.
At his wedding,
might have put him back a little bit, but he's going along really nicely, just like we want him to.
You mentioned Burjo before, Darren Burgess, new to the fitness department at the Adelaide Footy Club. Was at Melbourne last year. Have you noticed a big change in that department? More running, more weights? What's he brought to the club?
Well, he certainly keeps reminding us that he played a role in the grand final last year.
He would.
If he said it once, he said it probably 55 times. But he's going really well. He's a ripping fella, and great to have him back in South Australia. He was at Port for a while and was quite successful. So what he's been able to touch has turned to gold. So we're very, very lucky to have Burjo on board.
Pick six in the draft, Josh Rochelli. Mm-hmm. How's he training? Because there's big raps on him, the way he goes about it. Play round one.
He's doing everything right to put his hand up for round one. It's not too far. I was going to say it's a long way away.
It's actually not too far away,
is it? Jesus Christ. He's going to be a super talent. Our Crows family are going to absolutely love what he can do. Not only him, Saligo's, he's going to be a star. Zach Taylor's doing some good things. Nan Kervis and guys like Sean Berg and Will Hamill and Charlotte, they've taken their games to the next level, which is where our footy club needs them to be.
Hey, Texan, life away from footy. Do you get sick of me on TV this summer?
I think you did a good job, Taylor. I loved you on
the cricket, Bluey. If I had your number, I would have texted you a few times.
You were watching Fox. You didn't watch Channel 7, Tex.
I'm with Channel 7, Papa.
Don't
tell the company line.
Tex, I want to know the update on this house that you're building. Because a normal sort of house goes up in around about 12 months. This thing's been going on for about 3 years.
4 years.
Where are you at with it? And what sort of, it must be a mansion.
10 acres.
4 stories.
4 pools.
Well, I'm going to have to tell you, Bluey, because I won't be bloody inviting you or Jarman around.
Why? Oh.
No, I'll invite, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to have a rush hour party minus Jarman.
How is that barbecue?
How's the barbecue?
Yeah.
Don't use that line, Tex.
Bluey, it's coming along nicely. We're building with Heritage Homes.
Good plug.
Did I tell you who we're building with? Heritage Homes.
Oh, right. Yep.
Oh, obviously, free.
They're a beautiful company. We are very happy and pleased to be building with them, and they're doing a great job.
Hey, as part of going live this year, 4 to 6, got a new producer, Benny. He sort of started a little bit last year.
Benny Uslan.
How's the communication been? And was he clear? And how was he this week getting you on?
Yeah.
Oh, he texted me last week and said, hey, any chance of coming on next week, Wednesday to Friday, we're back on. And I said, yeah, I'm happy to come on Friday afternoon. And then I didn't hear anything for about 3 days. So I thought, well, maybe that's not a good, that's not the best day for
come on, Benny.
To go on the Benny,
return messages, Benny. That's one all you have to do. What else do you do out there? Just return text messages.
I think you might have been having a long blink and forgot to get back to me.
Oh, here he goes. Have you started with the Brekkie boys again?
Not yet, no.
And Gail?
Oh, and Loz, yeah. Okay.
Oh, Loz, she's a carrot. What about her on the golf day?
Just run us through what she did.
What didn't she do on the golf course? I was on the green about to putt for birdie, I look up and in between me, the golfer, and the hole, there was a car on the green.
She went across the green.
And she had double denim on. Everyone knows you're not allowed to wear denim.
She's smoking.
She's drinking.
She
had a can of Bundy and Coke in her back pocket.
That was all true. That whole story was all true. Apart from text putting for birdie.
The triple bogey.
You were talking about his putting the other day. Yeah. I reckon you had 40.
No, Benny
putts.
Winton did.
All right.
Not me. Okay. Don't throw me out of the
box. You're 54.
I did have a few putts. I was terrible the other day. I wasn't the only one, Ben, was I?
I was okay. But the funny thing with that was, Tex says, I've got this new app and, you know, I've got the new scoring app. Yeah. It counts your putts as well.
I'll tell you what, you wore that app out.
Put them all in.
That brought me undone quick, smart.
Thanks for joining us for the first time this year. We look forward to seeing you back in the number 13 jumper. And take care, mate, and I'll be in touch.
Love you all.
He won't be in touch back by the sound of that.
See you, mate.
See you, buddy. Plenty on strikers on tonight, boys. So we take on the Hurricanes. We've got Ash Barty. She's going to be at her best. But we just spoke to Texan, big Taylor Walker, the big superstar of the Adelaide Crows. He gave Loz from the Brekkie Show, Rupert and Ditz.
Yeah.
He gave her a drive-by regarding a golf day we played last
year. Fair enough, too, I thought.
Clients, which had a ball, and Loz was in the cart. Mm. Guess who's on the phone?
No. Not, what, the golf cart?
It is I.
Oh, it's Loz. Oh, no. Good afternoon, Loz. What's up?
Yeah, well, what's up is two-faced Texan. nothing but nice to your face, and then Gokson does a bloody, just shoots up the whole house, window smashing. Honestly.
What?
Dare he.
No, your behaviour was, I've never seen anything like it on a golf course.
Shut up, Jazz. No one could see anything past his tushy. He was sticking his ass out so much on that. He was arching his back like Kim Kardashian.
Big booty.
I went on the green one time by accident, and I tell you what, if he did not have a bloody Mariah Carey diva fit about him. I will have no talking when I am on the green. No talking.
You do sound like him.
But, Loz, what about what you're wearing? It wasn't a Jimmy Barnes concert. It was a golf club with denim.
Don't you have a mosh ad to do, mate?
That's no, wrong bloke. This is bluey.
Yeah, he's got a dentist to see. Spray tan.
Now, you're not happy with Loz anyway when you got back to work.
Yeah, Loz, now what's your full name? Name your last name. Is it Callahan or Callahan?
Oh, Callahan.
Yeah. So
you'd have to use your laptop to change your password. And I tell you what,
yes.
The thing has that many viruses on it. I don't know what you've been bloody looking at.
It's got COVID.
It's got Omicron's got nothing on bloody what you've got on your computer.
Come on.
No vaccine's going to save us. Mark McGowan wouldn't let you take that bloody laptop into WA.
Hey. Well, my desk is now in quarantine knowing you sat in it, and I've sprayed the hell out of it. Yeah. What's
stop
that stuff,
going
Jazz?
On Tinder too.
All my computer had Tinder. And SWAT.
Yeah.
I just
Mail escorts.
I tried to check my email, and the screen kept swiping left. I don't even know what that means. Get off my desk and don't come back.
All right. Well, I just want to correct him on one thing. Yeah. I was chuffing on a dart, but I quit. It wasn't Bundy. It wasn't Bundy.
What was it?
I couldn't go near the stuff. It was a Cooper Sparkling Ale. I'll try and get more bang for me buck.
Take care. Speak to you on Monday morning on the Brekkie Show.
Okay, thanks.
There she is.
Thanks,
She's not happy with the big Texan.
60 seconds on the clock. $1,000 up for grabs. 10 questions stand between you and the cash.
I need more cash.
It's the Rush Hour's $1,000 minute.
Oh, the phone lines lit up, young men, but we found one young man. It's Braden from Globe Derby. Good afternoon, Brado. Welcome and thanks for playing.
G'day, boys. How are you?
You were Crows or Port Adelaide, young man?
Big time Crows, mate. Big time.
Good boy. Bernie Vince, one of your favourites?
Yeah, mate.
Hello, Derby. Any tips tomorrow night? Saturday night trots out your way?
Oh, hello.
If I'm on long enough, I'll get me old boy. He's involved there, so I'll get there.
Nice. Good. All right, young man. We got 60 seconds. We got $1,000 up for grabs.
Hang on, I can't find my sheet.
Hurry up, Burns. This is serious.
Where's your questions?
If you don't know the answer, just say pass, and we'll come back. To the question. Burn, where's your questions?
I don't have my sheet.
Hang on, sorry, Brado. Burn, come on, mate.
Here they come.
Where are they?
Here comes Benny.
Sorry, mate. Burn, come on, buddy.
Sorry.
Discipline. Right, you're ready to go. Okay, Braden, good luck. Listen carefully. Enjoy.
Listen to the sheets rustling around.
All right, I got it.
Right, here we go. Question number one, please, Greg.
Which South Australian cycling great joined us on the Rush Hour yesterday?
Oh, that was the one day I didn't listen.
Nick Kyrgios won or lost in his second round Aussie Open?
Nah, he lost.
What year did Port Adelaide win their last AFL Grand Final?
04.
What does NBA stand for?
National Basketball Association.
In soccer, which country won the last World Cup back in 2018?
Ooh, pass.
Who do the Adelaide Crows take on in the AFLW tomorrow?
Pass.
Who is the current coach of the Adelaide Crows AFLW team?
Clark.
How many votes did Ollie Wines get in the Brownlow medal last year?
34.
Which two AFL clubs merged in 96 to become the Brisbane Lions?
Brisbane Bears and Fitzroy.
Rugby league now. What year were the Adelaide Rams shut down?
Couldn't do.
Great effort.
Good effort.
That was a really good effort, young man.
Tough questions.
How many did you get right, G?
Tough.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Correct.
Six.
There you go.
Not bad.
All right, Gregory, number one.
Stuart O'Grady was on last night.
Yep. Burn, number four. Number five, he passed on. What was the answer there?
Well, that was France, but that was France. Louise.
Yep.
Yeah. Burn, number six.
West Coast Eagles play Adelaide tomorrow in the AFLW.
And number 10, Burn.
Number 10. The Adelaide Rams were shut down in the rugby league in 1998.
Wow. Congratulations, mate. 6 out of 10. Well, and what has he got, GG?
We're going to give you a Faster Pasta voucher, mate. Ordering from Faster Pasta just got faster. Download their new app and get a free serve of garlic bread with your first order.
I'll give you a couple of serves of garlic bread if you just flick that tip through from your old man. The text line is open. 0488 510 047.
Oh,
thank you very much.
Good on you, Braden. Take care, mate. Have a great weekend. Well played, young man.
Sorry, we were just laughing off air.
What are you laughing for?
Because can you just explain to us what crypto is after a long time?
I'm not going there again. No.
What is it? It's just,
not going
there's
there.
No money.
It's about 24 hours to work out what it is.
The money doesn't go through the banks.
Yeah. And then where's it go?
Well, it goes through to the satellites. No, I don't know. Money teasing. Yeah, what do you got, Cricket Lips?
Cricket Lips.
Sorry, Burn.
I'm only teasing. What is he's flicking his hand up in the air like it goes into the cloud or something.
What have you got? Because we've got a big second hour coming.
Yeah, well, obviously we're live 4 to 6 this year, which means our saleability as a group, as a three or four, is right up there. You know, we're making the team out there, even though they're not in at the moment, their job very easy because we're sellable, aren't we?
Saleability, is that a word?
I think you just made it up.
No, it's a good word, Burn.
Saleability, a boat. Or a sailboat. You think I'm on a sailboat now?
It's a good word, Burn.
I thought it was quite good. You were impressed then, Jay.
I'm very happy with that.
I probably made that. I do make a few up on the way.
You actually do.
How confident did I say it?
Yes.
You're a salesman.
Yeah, exactly.
So where are we going with this, young man?
What I'm saying is, businesses out there, why wouldn't you want to spend your money on the Rush Hour? Because, you know, this week, what's this, our third show?
Third show.
First show, great sponsors. We had the Santos Festival of Cycling. Yeah. They were the sponsors the first show, so we had to do a live read.
Yeah, we did.
Well, this is how it went, and this is how we can get your business out there to the family.
Get ready. The Santos Festival of Cycling is coming to our Adelaide January 21st to 29th.
21st to 29th. And you had another line, but I'll do it. Yep, Australia's best cyclist.
Coming to town. Come on, let's go.
And he's finished it with a, come on, let's go. What are you guys doing? Come on.
The 21st.
You know what?
The 21st, yes.
You know what? I said to my wife, Catherine, when I got home, I said, Jars said to January 21st, and she said, well, he's making that up. He's trying to be funny. And I'm Catherine's going, no, he's not.
No, Catherine's right.
Catherine's not right.
No, my bottom lip seized up.
Yeah. So right. Then we...
Right. That's Santos.
So
what
then
else?
The next day, Toyota come on board.
Yes, they did.
You know, they were big sponsors of our show Thursday. And, well, we bounced back.
You want to win a Toyota Yaris Cross Hybrid? Let's do it again.
Why do you turn into someone else as soon as it says, right, we've got a live group?
Can I do that again, please?
He gets very nervous. Again.
You want to win a Toyota Yaris Cross Hybrid? Let's do it again.
Why do you get up like, you sound like a jockey Rexy, when you start?
All right.
Anyway,
well, that was a mistake.
Hey, we're all guilty because, well, speaking of making up words, I may have made up a word.
Family, if you want to win a Toyota Yaris Cross Hybrid, hey, now's your chance.
Right now, is it, Jazz?
Right now.
Simply make a booking for a Toyota Genuine Service through the Toyota website with your local dealership or via the MyToyota app by February 28th, and you enter the draw. Be quiet, I'm reading. It's the perfect car for weekend adventuring, and it could be
all yours. Plus, there's also 12 $500 Ampol fuel cards to be won. Visit toyota.com.au.
Hey, we're going to do it again. We're running out of time.
So after all that, I've made up another word. Via.
Via.
Well, I think you can say it that way. What was wrong with it? It didn't matter anyway because we had to do it again because someone else stuffed up. But what I'm saying is, businesses out there, why you wouldn't you want to spend your money with us, trust me, because that is what we put on the table for you.
Especially Jars.
Yes, family, the Morfordville Racecourse is bringing the Sprint Car Racing Carnival to Adelaide. So hit refresh with a Cooper's Dry, the simple, refreshing beer. Drink responsibly, family. Drink responsibly, family.
Start that one again. You said...
So hit refresh with a Cooper's Dry, the simple, refreshing beer. Drink responsibly.
You did it again.
Did I? Simply.
Speaking of simple, have a look in the mirror.
So hit refresh. So hit refresh with a Cooper's Dry, the simple, the simply.
You've done it again.
Shut up. So hit refresh with a Cooper's Dry. Welcome back to the second hour, family. Hope you had a bit of fun that first hour. We got through a fair bit, but we're going to be busy for the next 60-odd minutes because we're going to catch up with Sam Willoughby, the BMX former superstar. He's got his brand new complex. Brand new complex opening up down at O'Halloran Hill. We'll chat to him. And also our good friend and your buddy, Travis Head, who's got a big game tonight for the Strikers. Go, you Strikers.
He's up and about.
Are you
too
confident we're going to knock the Hurricanes off?
Of course I am.
Even though we've lost the game from the Adelaide Oval to the MCG. Hopefully there'll be a crowd there tonight. Greg,
There will be. I don't know whether there will be because it's not any of the local teams in Melbourne. So
cricket fans might go.
They do, Burn. Yeah. Now, Justin Langer, can we talk about where JL is regarding the head coaching job at the Australian cricket team? Because there is rumours going around. He may not get a contract.
I reckon this is a big story that's brewing about Justin Langer because...
What's going to happen, you reckon?
Well, the last couple of weeks of the summer, we're all talking about it. You know, like it was pretty clear that we were going to win the Ashes, right? Very comprehensively. Should have been 5-0.
Should have been.
One wicket away from being 5-0. So he's won the Ashes. 2 months before that, we won the World T20. Now, no one gave us a chance because we'd been, our form over a long period of time had been pretty ordinary.
Yeah.
Anyway, lo and behold, we win the bloody World T20. So
mid-tournament, we were gone as well.
Correct. So, and he'd been through the ringer, you know, in the 6 months before that. He was getting feedback from the players about his coaching style, what the players thought of him. So Cricket Australia never really, I didn't think, came out and said, you know what, Justin's our man.
We'll back him in.
But it knocked him around massively. And to his credit, from all reports, he's done exactly what was asked of him.
He's changed.
He's sort of like, you know, lightened off because he was a very intense. He's a very intense
bloke. You're allowed to be, aren't you?
Yeah, that's right. And that's why he was hired in the first place, was because of South Africa. So he's done his job and then he's adapted in the process by getting the feedback so much. So that's exactly what it is. And apparently it's a great place to be around. So after you've won the World T20, you've won the Ashes at home 4-0. Why isn't he getting re-signed?
So why do you think he's not getting a contract? Or will he get a contract?
If he was going to get re-signed by Cricket Australia, I've got a feeling it would have happened by now.
Jeez,
so
blue.
I just think the players don't want him.
So the
Simple
player
as that. I think
power player, absolutely has driven him out. But I thought you said he's adapted and changed. If he's listened to feedback and he's changed and we're winning World Cups... I find that bizarre. What about Michael Vaughan the other day? He said if Justin Langer was available, they would jump all over him.
Would this happen in any other sport?
No. Alistair Clarkson? Is it similar to that situation? I know they weren't coming off a premiership, but very successful time and still rated one of the best coaches in the league.
Not so much in Australian rules, because if you get that type of success, they back you in, don't they? They give you
That's right, because winning a World Cup is pretty much the same as winning a premiership, I would have thought. So I don't know. I just got
you
a feeling if it was going to happen, it would have happened by now. I mean, the standard line coming out was, well, let's wait till the end of the summer.
Yep.
And then we'll... So I'm sure there's discussions going on right now, but... I've just got a feeling that it's not going to happen. It's not going to be Justin.
Who does the job? They've obviously, if they move him on, who's next best in line?
I reckon the players love the assistant coaches at the moment. So you've got Andrew McDonald. You've got Michael Divenuto.
Yep.
And you've got Michael Vaughan. So I think Andrew McDonald is the... Oh, sorry, Jeff Vaughan. What did I say?
Michael.
Yeah, Jeff Vaughan, sorry. Yep. Who did some coaching.
Highly rated too.
Great bloke. Yep. Played cricket here. He's an Adelaide boy.
Yep.
And then there's Trevor Bayliss, who I think the players really like as well. He's a good coach. He's coached England before.
Yep.
Pretty relaxed sort of guy, country lad. I reckon it's probably be a split role between Trevor Bayliss and Andrew McDonald would be my bet. But when would that not happen? You win something, have a 6 months like the Australian cricket team have had. Anyway, that's not over the line. He may well get re-signed, but I've just got a feeling it's not going to happen.
Bizarre.
Yeah, we're just waiting on Sam Willoughby.
you've had one job. So
hang on. No, I'm just trying to get Sam because...
The code's not accepted.
I've just given him our number because he's got an American phone number.
Yes.
So I'm just trying to... I just spoke to him then. You heard me speak to Sam.
No, I didn't.
There's something
going
on.
2 seconds.
The number you have dialed is not in service. Please check the number and try your call again.
Hang on. It's not in service. Check the number and try again.
I just said... No, hang on. Sammy just texted me then. Sam... Hang on, Jars. 2 seconds. I've just got to get an Australian phone.
Oh, no. Doesn't he know we're doing live radio here?
Well, what did you say then?
One job.
Well, I had one job. He's a very important man, our boy,
Sammy.
He
is, and I was looking forward to speaking to him.
Well, he's going to ring through. Benny, any chance of risk ringing him, Ben, our producer?
Well, he hasn't got a number.
Well, Hang on. What's this?
Here we go.
Well, we don't know if it's him.
Yeah, just go.
Just put him on.
Just put him on. Sorry, family. Just this is how we roll. Boys, a big day. A big day down at O'Halloran Hill. It's going to be a world-class BMX facility. Sam Willoughby, a South Australian favourite son. He's over here with his lovely wife, Elise, who's a BMX superstar in America. He joins us on the Rush Hour. Good afternoon, Sammy. Thanks, mate.
Oh, come on.
Sammy. Put him across.
He's
this
there.
Is going well, Jazz.
G'day, Sammy. How are you, mate?
No, I've got him, but he's
gee,
not.
You got, he's I, not.
He's,
gee.
He's
get
there, man.
The phone.
You know what?
I've got him. He's up.
G'day, Sammy. Welcome to the show, mate. Hello.
Look, I think I need a different. I need to think about who I'm working with.
I just had one job. You
can't do this.
See,
nah, this is Sam Burns doing a walkout.
Sammy,
unprofessional. We had Clem.
We had Tex on, and I guarantee you, Travis Head will be
spot on.
We'll work that out.
G'day, Sam Willoughby. Welcome to the show.
No,
we'll have to come back.
All right.
Well, we finally tracked him down. Our very own Sam Willoughby. Nearly 5 years of delays. Tomorrow's a big opening down there at O'Halloran Hill for the BMX Sam Willoughby world-class track. Mm. He joins us on the Rush Hour. Good afternoon, Sammy, and sorry to stuff you around, mate.
No worries. Good afternoon, boy.
Oh, are you bloody sorry, producer Joe? Stuffed all this up.
I thought it was more you not having his number.
Sammy,
his correct number.
Sammy, a big day for you and the family.
Yeah.
A big day for you and the family tomorrow. 5 years of delays, back and forth, but you finally got there. You must be a proud man tomorrow.
Yeah, it's pretty humbling and very exciting to have this world-class facility be named after me. And it's being built at the top of the street where I grew up. And I mean, we turned the first bit of dirt officially in 2016. And but, you know, 20 years before that, my brother and I were up there digging little jumps and doing bits and pieces. So it's a bit surreal to see the whole thing completed now.
Now, your wife, Elise, is a superstar over in the States as well. And you've become her coach. Now, a coach and athlete relationship can get a bit heated at times. Mm. Throw in the wife as well into that situation. Do you have any run-ins?
Yeah, it has its ups and downs. It keeps us on our toes. But, she's pretty good at what she does, and kind of our strengths and weaknesses complement each other. So I'm a little more, you know, have to be on time everywhere and very punctual, and she's a little bit more relaxed, and that was probably my downfall, was I needed to ease off a bit at times. So I think we're a good team.
Sammy, I want to know a little bit more about tomorrow. So how many are you expecting, and what sort of, where do you rate this track compared to other tracks around the world?
Yeah, so I think we're expecting around 500 riders, and then a lot of, you know, city officials and politicians and just a lot of people from, you know, high up as the, you know, performance director in BMX and all the big wigs in BMX in Australia. So it'll be a great turnout. And I mean, the track is world class. I mean, it's for sure got the best views out of any track in the world. And the design has come together really good. The crew at Living Recreation have done a great job. It's been a pretty hard slog out there with COVID and juggling all of that, and you know, the heat sometimes here in Adelaide, but they've put it together. It looks like a work of art, and it's probably the first track I've been to since my injury, where I wish I could strap on the shoes and get out there and have a go at it, because it definitely is right up my alley.
Hey, Sammy, for the uneducated, all tracks the same or similar distance and same amount of jumps and so forth, or is they all a little bit different?
Yeah, so the 8 meter start hill is a standardized dimensions for the Olympics and World Cups and World Championships. As far as the layouts of the tracks, they all vary a little bit. The jumps vary at every track. The distances vary, but they're around 400 meters is pretty standard.
We're talking to BMX champ Sam Willoughby. Now, Sammy, the facility, it's been designed for junior riders right through to elite riders. Is that true?
Yeah, so they'll have three-year-olds out there on mini-wheelers on the little Strider-type bikes, and then, you know, right up to 60-year-olds. And in the middle there, obviously, the world's best, the Olympians, world champion caliper will be out there as well. So it caters to everyone.
And a move back home, is that on the cards, I believe?
It is definitely on the cards. I'm trying to push it along as quick as we can. It's a bit of a logistic nightmare, and COVID got in the way a bit, but we're working on it.
Now, your favourite Crows player, Bernie Vince, was banging on to Greg Blewett and I off air that, no, I was his favourite player.
Yeah,
who was your favourite Crows player? Because you are a Crows man.
Yeah, us blonde boys, we stick together.
I told you, Sammy. He came out to the footy club.
Sammy told me another
had
name.
Had a look around the facilities and still haven't received that bike, actually.
No, Sammy.
I mean, I mean, growing up, it was always the bold long sleeve number two, though.
Oh, I love this point.
Let me guess. When you watch cricket, you're a great cricket fan too.
Talk us through cricket.
Yeah, exactly. Cricket, I'm an Alex Carey fan.
Mate, we're bloody proud of you, and South Australia will get right behind you. Yep. It's going to be a beautiful day tomorrow, and we wish you all the best, and well done. Congratulations after 5 years.
Yep. Well done.
Blood,
well done.
Sweat, and tears.
Awesome. Great stuff.
The Sam Willoughby BMX track, world class, will be up and running. So take care, mate, and we'll speak again.
Yeah, thank you, and hope to see everyone out there tomorrow around 4.
Thanks, Sam. Awesome. We should have a race out
Sam
there.
Willoughby.
We should have a race against each other.
You know, I was born to ride. I've got the legs of a BMX
rider.
Yeah,
you're chunky.
I don't like cricket.
Hopefully this man talks a little bit better than KG. Had a fantastic summer.
Oh, yeah.
A couple of hundreds. Player of the series. Decided not to play at the SCG just to give someone else a chance to get player of the series. But he absolutely dominated. Trav Head joins us on the Rush Hour. G'day, Trav.
Boys, thanks for having me. It's a pleasure to be on.
No worries, mate. Hey, the serious stuff first. You must have loved the summer. Look, couldn't have gone any better for you, mate. 4-0, but 1 week away from the whitewash. But personally, must be great.
No, it's fantastic. But obviously, it wasn't a great start to the summer for me. Obviously, with what went on with, obviously, contract lists, and I went away to England, which was nice, and didn't have the best of times over there, but learned a hell of a lot, and to come back and start really well in the summer and sort of lead that into the test series and contribute, which was what I spoke about going into the series, was trying to contribute the best way I could to winning test matches. And Matt, that's up there with 2019 in England. That was probably the most fun I've ever had playing cricket. It's an amazing couple of months.
Heddy, you played with a freedom, or your way is what I called it, but Is that just a mentality? Like the commentators went around saying, you know, it's a mentality and it's all about rocking up that way? Or was it confidence coming off a good Shield start to the season?
I think it was a range of things. Confident coming into the summer, the confidence that was given me from the coach and captain, and batting behind a couple of blokes that averaged 60 in Test cricket. So pretty handy to come into. I think they did a lot of work at the start of the series, and I wanted to be myself. I was playing pretty free cricket before. Obviously, there's the test summer. I wanted to put a lot of pressure back on the bowlers. And I understood going into the series, it wouldn't always work that way. There'll be tough periods. But unfortunately, most of the times I batted, there was an opportunity to take the positive approach. And I was able to do that.
Trav, the Aussies destroyed a hapless England cricket side. And no doubt they'll go and find a hole to dig in and just stay there for a period of time because they were bloody embarrassing. Post-match celebrations, they told me you consumed 475 cans.
Oh, yeah, well, give or take a couple, I think. As Blue would know, I woke up with some purple lips come over the
deep, dark purple.
So, a little bit purple. I was a little bit worse to wear. It was nice to get a couple of nights home in my own bed for sure. But like I said, we don't get the opportunity not very often to spend a day in a day together as a group. So it was an awesome.
Did you get handcuffed by those coppers or not?
As you can see in the video, man, I was out of there quick smart. I was straight off. Big bowl of hash browns and went straight up in the room for a couple of hours kick.
You could have bloody got changed, you blokes. You're still in your test and you would have stunk.
You had your box on.
The ground.
Didn't take your pads off. Yeah. Hey, what about Scotty Boland? He's another one that just this series. Well, it was a shock. I was shocked.
When
he was picked in the side, the MCG's
good
test,
call.
I was actually shocked. And, Jarz, you said, who is he to start with? So don't you start. You've jumped on. But 6-for-7 in his first test. He's had it. He was up there as well for player of the series. Yeah. He's just come from nowhere.
He was stiff.
I've seen him for 10 years in Shield cricket, and he's got me out probably 26 times. I have never laughed so much on a cricket field. Scotty is so reserved and quiet guy. He's funny around the group when you get him in the small environment. But for him just to do what he did, 6-for-7, it was just when he took that catch and just flicked out the back door, Bay 13 was about to explode. And he was just sort of,
brilliant.
He didn't even want to put the ball up. I've never laughed so much in 25 minutes of cricket in my life. It was so much fun.
Hey, Trav, he's fifth in the ICC test.
Trav.
Yeah, fifth in the world.
Well done, mate.
Ahead of Virat Kohli as well. Hey, big game tonight. You're back with the Strikers. You and Keza, Alex Carey comes back into the side. Now, who will captain? Are you just coming in and saying, Sids, you just have a spell, mate, I'm the man?
Oh. No, Sids is going to do it. I think I think in T20 cricket, as you know, Blues, it's important to make the right decisions. He's got the rhythm of the game. I wouldn't want to come in and stuff it up for the boys by making a wrong decision like bowling myself or something like that. So, no, I can't wait. My mind's ready to go.
Brilliant.
Worked hard on my body over the last few days. He's pretty sore coming out of the test summer. And,
detox.
Detoxed it out. And I'm feeling good. So, I'm ready to go, mate. I want to make an impact. I played last year in the eliminator last year, the Gabba, and didn't have my best game I would have liked, and sort of felt like I let the boys down after I'd done so much hard work in the season. So I'm really eager to try and make an impact today and hopefully win a few games of cricket.
You worked on your body. Now run me through what that
means.
Is that
an ice bath
I've seen blue. I've seen some cricketers' bodies.
Do you get a spray tan done? You get your teeth capped or not?
A little neck rub.
Are you Trev? Is that what you're working on for tonight?
No, just a beautiful rub last night from John Porter, a physio. Straight on the bench. So, yeah, he just worked over the calves a little bit, had a little bit of run, knocked a few balls around, and I'm ready to go.
Got his calves tickled.
Now, just quickly, who's the bloke batting at number three for us tonight? He's the Pommy. He's come in and hit a few runs.
Kurt.
Yeah, Cobain. Ian Cobain.
Who is it?
The cop. We had this debate last night with Bray and
Billy and William.
That's another issue. So you did their show before ours. Yeah.
What are you doing?
You've snubbed us.
Yeah.
Well, Bray sure got ahead of Blewett in the text messages. And then Jars, I haven't replied to you yet. He's going well. He's come on. He's straight off the hard wickets in Melbourne. Apparently playing their club cricket. And obviously, we know him well in club cricket, in county cricket in England. He played with Frankie Worrell at Gloss this year. So he hit the ball beautifully the other night. So hopefully he can do the same.
Nah, he's flying. Hey, Trav, good luck tonight,
buddy.
Give
Come
those
on.
Hurricanes a walloping. We are so proud of you, mate, the summer that you've had. So well done and well deserved. Go well.
Well done, mate.
Thanks, boys. Looking forward to putting on a show. Thanks for having me.
Good
there
boy.
There he is,
Trav.
Head. We'll win tonight or not?
Yeah, we'll win tonight.
You're confident, Greg.
They've got some firepower up front.
Who have?
Well, the Hurricanes.
Well, so have we.
So have we.
Yeah, I know, but it's a danger. McDermott has made 300s, hasn't he?
He's due for a
globe.
Good. What are you, Tasmanian,
eh? Just a little text here from Braden, who came on before from Globe Derby.
Globe Derby.
Oh, you just change your mind. Anyway, Braden from Globe
Good
Derby.
Good boy, Braden.
Hey, team, loving the show. Braden here from Globe Derby. Burn. Race 3 tomorrow, Globe Derby. Horse number 3 looks the goods from his old man, apparently. So we'll be having a look at that one, Jazz.
Gamble?
Responsibly.
Responsibly.
Will you put a little flutter on tomorrow?
Oh, I'll have a little look.
The old trot.
See what's going on.
Yeah. What else you got? What's wrong, Greg?
Well, there's a bloke that came on and just whacked Bluey.
Read that out.
Sam
it's Sam Dubois. I reckon I coached him at Gazer for
He makes a decent point, does he?
Yeah, well, he calls you a flog.
This is about Nick Kyrgios.
It's about Nick Kyrgios, and he says about, there's a lot of pressure on Nick Kyrgios. It's a long message. That's why I'm summarising a bit. A lot of pressure on him come Australian Open every year. It's a big call coming from Bluey, a rich kid in Adelaide. Privileged.
Played at King.
Basically all that stuff. And he does a lot of work for charity, he says. Where's the Greg Blewett Foundation? There's no...
It's a fair whack from
I've never done anything for charities.
All good to chop down a tall poppy. He's not everyone's cup of tea, but don't judge a book by its cover. From Clemson.
Good on you, Sam. I could punch holes right through that message. Coming up next, Travis Head.
Let's get Sam on. Sam, call us. Well, that's a wrap up. Another show done. Only 3 shows this week, but a little text message come through for you, Jazz. Don't worry about Jazz's live reads. Jazz needs to worry about making 50 plus runs tomorrow from your skipper, Ruffy. Great show, lads. Ruffy?
Yeah.
Is it?
Well, the skip. Honestly,
what's his full name?
What's his name? What's his even just
it's Roughneck.
First name?
He's like a little turtle.
What's his first name?
He's a good bowler. Bowls very good outswing.
I'm not asking about how well he bowls.
He's the skipper.
Oh, so he thinks that it's a skip, is it?
Oh, no, he's a good man. He just goes as Ruffy.
Just rough. Well, that's I told you that information.
Yeah.
Where are you playing tomorrow?
Yeah, we're at... we've got cricket.
What's your team called?
Peninsula Pirates.
Oh, jeez. Well done.
Good luck tonight for the Strikers too.
Yes.
Come on, boys. Do us proud.
Come on.
And Ash Barty, good luck, Ash.
Yeah, got some highlights.
Time to look back at some of the best bits of this week.
It's time to sit back and press play. This is the Rush Hour's highlight tapes.
The old beauty!
Yes, the Rush Hour is back for 2022, live and local right across South Australia, weekdays from 4 p.m. And what a first show on Wednesday. We came out the gate strong, so much so that we even forgot to turn our mics off when the traffic was playing.
Sir Churchill Road North. Boosters are available 4 months from...
GPs,
are you ready? And SA
Great work there, boys. Particularly you, Bernard. Talking about Bernard, though, we found out this week that he's trying to enrol his son Harvey into school. Now, the school required a birth certificate, but Bern kind of sent them something else.
So, bang, attached the what I thought was the birth certificate.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
What's
in
there?
It took probably 2 days and a response already. I thought, oh, we'll find out whether he's in or not. Mr. Vince, do you realise you've sent me a light to heavy wine intensity chart?
There's a red wine. There's a red wine light to heavy chart.
At least you didn't send pictures of your, actually, talking about your, when Richard rang through, we found out about that time you and your, did this.
Bernie, visited the casino one night and, needed to, urinate and decided that between a couple of poker machines was quite acceptable.
Oh, no.
That was not me.
I've been on the piles with you, Bernard, and I'm going to say this was you. But when we threw it over to you, Adelaide, to see if you could outdo the antics of one Bernard Vince, 133353, Shane didn't disappoint.
We started cooking up a barbie, and one of the boys decided, oh, a bit of squid would be all right, so he's whacked that in there, and another dude's come along and said, squid, what are you doing? Hang on. And he's ended up dropping his pants and putting the squid around the... About an hour later, one of the boys have rocked up, and he's ended up eating the bloody thing.
Oh. Rightio, let's straighten up. Have you ever wondered what it would be like to encounter an Andrew Jarman in the wild in his native habitat of Henley? Well, it happened to Port Adelaide legend Tom Rockcliffe during the Christmas break.
Yeah, I'm walking across the oval and he turned to me. I'm getting closer and closer. No idea. He goes, mate, don't come any closer. I'm a Jarman. Don't touch his feet. I'm taking the phone out to take a picture and he goes, no photos. But they cost money.
No chance.
He realised who it was and he goes, oh, Rock, how are you? Good to see you. This is 10 a.m. in the morning. He's walking his dog and he's got a West End tin in
his hand. Oh, you.
And whilst we're on the topic of Jarman, the boys had an issue with him this week.
Yeah, I want to talk about something.
We need
too.
To discuss that.
Can you put your glasses on straight? I'm sick of them being on the angle. Because you look like an idiot.
Might be your head.
Like yeah, no, you look like an idiot without the glasses, but it doesn't help you with that.
Workplace bullying.
Well, no, you.
Maybe his
what's
eyes are
the
crooked.
Angle?
My eyes are Let's go, GG.
But to finish up this week, I want to celebrate this show and its ability to hit the hard and important issues that Adelaide is facing.
Joe, do you like your cheese?
I love my cheese.
Cheese and bickies?
Love it.
Mmm, looks like.
And chips.
What's your favourite?
Cheddar.
You love your the exotic cheese? Yeah, the cheddar.
Thanks to their own.
What about you,
Camembert? What about you?
I like the soft cheeses.
Yeah, of course you do.
Blue vein.
Blue
vein. Keep it clean. I like grated.
And that is going to wrap up another big week for this global show. So until next week, just remember, no one else is doing it.